Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Kevin Sampson, the director of the Rosebud Film Festival. Kevin, thanks for joining WTOP.
I appreciate you having me, Jason. Thanks.
So, is this your first year running Rosebud, right?
This is my first year running the festival, yes.
And how many years has it been around prior to that?
So, Rosebud Film Festival has been around since 1990. So, we were here pretty much kind of the first big film festival in the DMV area.
That predates DC Shorts? And
it does.
Okay.
It does.
Has it always been in the same place, or have you changed up locations over the years?
Yeah, we've changed up locations over the years, and most recently, I think for probably the past 12 years or so, it's been out of Artisphere. And obviously, with Artisphere closing its doors, this is kind of a bittersweet, kind of last hurrah that will be in the beautiful Dome Theater. So
even though the Artisphere is closing, are you guys going to move it somewhere else next year and keep it going?
Yeah, it's definitely going to keep going. We're going to keep pushing forward. I mean, I think part of this is we really want to celebrate DMV filmmakers. So the Rosebud Film Festival seeks to honor innovative, unusual, experimental, and deeply personal and regional filmmaking in the strictly D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area.
So while DC Shorts, which is one of the biggest in the country or world for short movies, while they have a couple local movies, but also movies from around the world, Rosebud kind of distinguishes itself by being exclusively local filmmakers?
Right, exactly. So Rosebud is exclusive to the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area. So if you're a filmmaker in the area, we definitely want to get films in from you, and that's what we're trying to do, is just celebrate, our local filmmakers.
So what are some of the movies that we might see this weekend? If you're listening to WTOP and you say, yeah, I might go check that out, what might we see? What genres? What types of movies?
So we do have a variety of different genres. If you're in the mood for a comedy, we have a short called Dark Therapy, in which it's a short horror comedy, a vampire who seeks psychiatric treatment for hemophobia, the fear of blood. So,
there's the irony right there.
Exactly. another one we have is called The Goblin Baby by Shoshana Rosenbaum, and it's a supernatural thriller about the first year of motherhood and a feminist take on the age-old challenging tale. So it's kind of like your, Rosemary's Baby type. Short, but it's really cool.
Love Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, of course.
Although I like the hemophobic vampire. That's like a werewolf that's scared of the dark.
Exactly, or afraid of the full moon.
Yeah, exactly. It's hilarious.
We also have Ta, which this is kind of based on a real story, but it's set in rural Thailand, and it's just a beautiful tale. The filmmaker, her uncle, was an exorcist in Thailand, and so it kind of shows just what took place one night. She's heard so many stories all of her life about her uncle. And so she finally decided to go back to Thailand, actually shoot there with friends, family. And it's just a beautiful story. It's a little scary, but it's pretty cool.
All right. How do you go about finding the filmmakers? How do you accept your submissions?
Right. So we put out a call for entries back in August. Since then, we plug into the different local filmmaking groups, social media, things like that. But also, since we've been around since 1990, we do have a pretty big fan base amongst local filmmakers, and people kind of know the name of Rosebud.
Gotcha. Is that a Citizen Kane reference? Like, babe, I know you weren't there when the festival started, but it's got to be, right?
Right, exactly. So Rosebud being the infamous sled and Citizen Kane.
Spoiler alert. No. I actually think the movie works better if you know, because then you can go back and through and see all the foreshadowing. But anyway,
right.
Getting back to your Rosebud Film Festival, because we'll geek out about Citizen Kane for 3 hours if we don't.
We could.
Exactly. How many submissions, do you know the stats on how many total submissions you had this year?
Yeah, we had close to 70 submissions this year, and we whittle it down. It's a really difficult process because, believe it or not, there are a great number of filmmakers, and I'm talking quality films in this area. Mm-hmm. So we take it down to 20 finalists, and then the top five will be announced this coming Sunday at our awards ceremony at the Clarendon Ballroom.
Gotcha. And are these all shorts, or are there any features in there?
There is a feature. One feature, it's called Thick. It's actually a very unique story. It's a lesbian crime boss, and she's trying to deal with just people trying to take and
you had me at lesbian crime boss.
Yeah, she's dealing with, you know, people trying to take over her empire and things like that. So it's really the filmmaker, he wrote the story originally as a male lead with, you know, two women, but then he just flipped it and said, hey, what if it's a female lead? And it just totally makes the film like different and unique and awesome. So
good choice by the filmmaker.
Yeah.
How do you go about whittling it down? Did you have judges or who's on like the panel?
Right. So we had a panel of judges. We had Janelle Henry from C-SPAN. We had Michael Parsons of DC Filmdom. Tim Gordon, who is the president of the Washington DC Area Film Critics Association. So, you know, they all sit down together. They watch these films and then they hash it out on, you know, who should get in. So.
And for you listeners who, you know, might not know these names, just rest assured, these are people that know their movies. I mean, Tim runs the WAFCA here in D.C., you know, he's in charge of the whole critics here, so he knows his movies. Kevin's not bringing in just anybody here. This is top-notch people, and I know Janelle, too, and so, yeah, these are good film minds whittling these down. How about who selects the final five? The same group?
Yep, exactly. Okay. So the same group selects the top five. They hash it out. It was a difficult year, and it was really cool for me just being on the director side and seeing how the process works. But I must say, throughout the year, I'm going to try to make sure that, you know, the public is able to see more films from our local filmmakers, because DC really does have a great film community.
Now, how did you get brought in?
So I work at Arlington Independent Media, and Arlington Independent Media is a nonprofit, and we host the Rosebud Film Festival.
So it's sponsored by Arlington Independent Media.
Okay. Exactly. Doing my work there, I'm a DC film critic, as well as I have a show, Picture Lock, that I run through the station that focuses on local film and film in general. And so it just came a time, and I guess I got kind of bumped up into the role, which I appreciate. Jackie Steven was running it for like the past 12 years. She's done an amazing job, so she's really helped me to kind of take over.
How excited and honored are you that you get to be the one to take this thing over?
You know, I'm really excited and honored to be able to take over such a prestigious film festival. Instead of this being like your Sundance, where you're going to get, you know, these big budget kind of commercial films, you know, we really do look to find unusual, experimental, deeply personal films that we can bring to the public. So to me, it's being able to take a film festival that tries to champion, in some ways, the underdog. And that's a challenge in and of itself. But at the same time, it's exciting to see how we can take this to new heights. So this year, we're going to have a red carpet, step and repeat.
Nice.
I'm going to have the filmmakers come in and do interviews on Picture Lock. So it's really trying to make sure that the filmmakers feel loved. Because you and I, as filmmakers, we know what it's like to put your film in a festival and just feel like, oh, I was just an entry fee. But that's not the case with this film festival, and that's what I hope really comes across this year and years in the future.
So your experience submitting your own films to festivals helped. It colored the way that you wanted to shape this thing, and what worked in past ones and what didn't, and how appreciated you felt as a filmmaker. You tried to apply that to this?
Most definitely. I mean, I've gone to film festivals where I just felt like, ah, oh, it's cool. I got, you know, my entry was in, but then past that, like, they tell you, okay, your film is going to show at this time, and then it doesn't, and then there's no, oh, I'm sorry that this happened. You know, it's just that love.
The disconnect,
and exactly, the respect. And so I think that's really what I'm trying to infuse in that respect for the filmmaker, respect for the community at large that loves cinema and wants to come and see some cool movies.
Absolutely. And in terms of just speak to a little, I don't know if you have any specific examples, but speak to just generally how being in a festival like this might help a local filmmaker go on to the rest of his career. I mean, I know Drew Lewis, who he had a movie in here. He was, I think it was his American University thesis. And he, you know, he went on to work on the lighting crew of Breaking Bad after that. I mean, not saying that Rosebud directly did it, but it's a line on the resume. You know, like, just speak a little bit about how being in a festival like this can help.
Right, definitely. So, I mean, being in a festival like this, it allows filmmakers to get their work out there. And from there, when you're able to put the laurels on your trailer. And just say, you know, officially selected Rosebud Film Festival. And again, this film festival has been around since 1990. Mm-hmm. So that means a lot.
There's some history there, yeah.
Exactly. And from there, like you were saying with Drew, we do have a lot of students. American University, we have Dira. Matthew Lucas is the filmmaker. That's going to be playing on Saturday. And so we try to champion, you know, not just the filmmaker that might have the money to do it, but also the student that really worked hard on their thesis.
Right.
And they usually get into, in some kind of ways, and based on the merit of the film, I should say that. It's not like, just because it's a student.
Right.
But yeah, so we did have actually some student work. We had the Educational Theater Company, who has a high school student, Jamie King. She had a short film called Elevator Love Story. It's a short, cute musical. It's kind of funny.
But for a high schooler, that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
But it's not just students. It can be anyone. It can be grown adults, everything.
As long as you're a filmmaker from D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. So this is just an awesome opportunity. I mean, if you think about it, for, you know, this high school student to be able to say, you know, I got my film in a film festival. And just imagine, like, 10 years from now when she comes back from college and she's actually out there, but Rosebud gave her, you know, a shot. So
and cool. Now, if she wants to print up a poster of her movie, she can put those laurels on there. Or cut a trailer, she can put those laurels. I mean, it goes a long way for filmmakers that are really trying to make it in a really nearly impossible industry. You know, to be able to have a festival like that and slap those laurels on all of your press kit. It's unbelievably helpful.
Right.
Just before we wrap up, give me a little just the logistics on when and where, you know, what day it starts, where they can go see the movies.
Okay, so the 2015 Rosebud Film Festival is going to be taking place on January 24th and 25th. On the 24th, we'll be showcasing all of the films from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Artisphere. And then on Sunday, the 25th, we'll have our awards ceremony from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Clarendon Ballroom. This is all taking place on Wilson Boulevard, Metro accessible. If you go to rosebudfestival.org, you can get more information and purchase tickets for the event.
The tickets, is it you just buy one ticket for the whole thing, or is it kind of a series of blocks like DC Shorts?
Right. So imagine right now if you were to go see Selma in theaters, right? Mm-hmm.
I do want to go see it again. I loved it.
I do too.
But let's go with your example.
Right. It's going to be about 11:50. You're going to get 2 hours and 8 minutes of a film. $10 gives you 5 hours of local awesome filmmaking. So it's $10 for 5 hours.
And if you don't like one of the movies, close your eyes for 3 minutes and there'll be a new one.
Exactly. I love it. You could do that. But you can come in at any time. It's $10 flat rate for the showcase. But I think it's going to be an awesome time. I really do.
Awesome. And just one final thing. Talk about the grand final bash at the Clarendon Ballroom. It's an award ceremony. You're going to have guest speakers. I know I'll be there presenting one for you. Thanks for offering that. But who else is going to be there presenting?
On Sunday, January 25th, it culminates in a great ceremony where we're able to honor all the filmmakers that made it in, and then we select the top five finalists. Jason Fraley from WTOP will be presenting an award. Janelle Henry, Michael Parsons, Rob Parrish, who actually won previously in Rosebud, he'll be presenting an award. So it'll just be a great time.
Tim be there?
He's at Sundance.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So we got to figure out that last slot. But but yeah, it'll be a great time, again, to honor the filmmakers and celebrate DMV filmmaking.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Kevin, congrats on being able to take over as director of the Rosebud Film Fest. And best of luck. Enjoy the final year, the swan song for Artisphere, even though that's a bittersweet thing. I know you guys will find a new spot for it next year and keep it going because, you know, this is a tradition since 1990, like you said. I mean, this festival's been going on since Goodfellas and Dances with Wolves and Home Alone. But yeah, so, I mean, the tradition's there. Let's keep it going. And best of luck this weekend, and I'll see you Sunday night.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.